Well, there's been a lot of information out this morning, and something Nick mentioned there, which is the infection rates across the UK. Now, this is data from the Office for National Statistics. It's what the government uses to decide where and how the disease is spreading. What is clear is that the highest infection rates are in secondary school-aged children and young adults. So taking each nation in turn, the infections in England are levelling off, with one in every 85 testing positive. In Scotland, infections have increased, but the rate is lower than in England. It's only one in 115 people. And in Wales and Northern Ireland, rates are falling, and they're at an even lower rate than elsewhere in the UK. Tim Spector is Professor of Genetic Epidemiology at King's College London. He's behind the Zoe COVID Symptoms Study app. So he has a picture of infections across the country, but from rather a different source, with many people putting them into to the app, having so many people having downloaded it. Tim, Professor Spector, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, does your data mirror what we're seeing in the ONS stuff? I mean, it's obviously a different source, but does it show the same picture?
Yes. For the last 3 months, we've basically been tracking the ONS data. So really very similar. Our data seems to be giving the results about 4 to 7 days ahead of the ONS, because the way we collect the data just seems to be more rapid and earlier in the infection. But basically, our results are mirroring. Just we seem to be slightly ahead, and that's why we're able to predict trends a little bit earlier than they are, although at the moment they have slightly larger numbers than we do, but very, very similar, so which is reassuring for everyone.
Okay, what? Because yours are suggesting that the rates are coming down much further?
They've been flat in the last week, but just today the rates have come down again nationally to an R value of 0.9. So we're coming down about 15% in the last week, and this is a trend that we're seeing everywhere. And particularly important, we're seeing it in the over 60s, who were the main reason we went into lockdown, if you remember, because this was a threat to the NHS. So we're seeing in virtually every region, all except one, the rates in the over 60s coming down, which I think is reflecting what the ONS data is showing. Just we're a little bit ahead of the curve there. And so that tells us that things are going to improve, and that's also reflected in the hospital rates, which really we're not seeing major problems around the country on.
Okay.
So it's an optimistic picture, and perhaps more optimistic than the government's portraying.
Right, but so you're seeing a better picture. Are you then surprised at where they've chosen to put into tier three or even tier two?
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed that many of these areas that are in tier three have shown very major drops. And these are changes that actually were already coming down before we went into lockdown two. So most epidemiologists look at the data, they'll see these peak. We peaked actually a lot of these places at the end of October before any of these measures came in. So the evidence that tightening up restrictions has actually helped isn't borne out by the data, although people like to think it works. But often the voluntary measures and people's social distancing is doing most of the work rather than these mandatory effects.
And what, from what you're saying, just briefly, we didn't need the lockdown, we don't need the tighter tiers?
Well, we didn't need the lockdown. That's fairly clear, because things were improving. But it doesn't mean that at the local level, when there's pressure on a particular hospital trust, you don't take local action. And that's really important. But we shouldn't lock down whole regions because one trust is suffering. And I think that's where we need to have more transparency for the next stage, to say, OK, what are the criteria? How's our local hospital doing? What can we do to mitigate that and make sure it doesn't happen? But at the moment, the NHS seems to be coping pretty well and things are on the way down. So that's why I think we should be more relaxed about these measures and stop switching things on and off so rapidly.
Professor Tim Spector, thank you very much.